September 23rd, 1906. How operating for Christ destroys the human work, which Jesus makes rise again into a divine work. As I was in my usual state, Blessed Jesus came for a little while, and embracing me wholly, he told me, "My beloved daughter, operating for Christ and in Christ makes the human work disappear completely, because by operating in Christ, since Christ is fire, he consumes the human work. And after he has consumed the human work, his fire makes it rise again into a divine work. Therefore, operate always together with me, as if we were both doing the same thing together. If you suffer, suffer as if you were suffering together with me. If you pray, if you work, do everything in me and with me. In this way, you will lose the human works completely and will find them again as divine. Oh, how many immense riches creatures could acquire, but they do not avail themselves of them." Having said this, he disappeared, and I remained with a great desire to see him again. Then I was outside of myself, and I kept looking for him everywhere. And not finding him, I said, "Ah, Lord, how cruel you are with a soul who is all for you, and who does nothing but suffer continuous deaths for love of you. See, my will is looking for you, and not finding you, it dies continuously, because it does not find you, who are the life of my will. My desires die continuously, because as they desire you and do not find you, they do not find their life. So my breath, the heartbeats of my heart, my memory, my intellect, everything, everything is undergoing cruel deaths, and you have no compassion for me." At that moment, I came back into myself, and I found him within me. And as though wanting to give me tit for tat, he kept saying, "See, I am all in you, and all for you." He seemed to have the crown of thorns. He would push it onto his head, and blood would come out. And he would repeat, "This blood I am shedding for love of you." He would show me his wounds and would add, "These, all for you." Oh, how confounded I felt, seeing that my love, compared to his, was nothing but a shadow.